But we know we can't spend zero to take care of the problem, right, Joe?
Right.
How much would you say is way too much to spend to solve the $500,000 problem?
$10,000.
Okay, so where we are is somewhere between zero and $10,000. If you were going to write a check today to eliminate the $500,000 problem, how much would you write a check for somewhere between zero and $10,000?
As low as possible.
That number is?
$500.
Okay, you can get a number. It gives you a starting point. Now, what happens when, and this is where we're kind of going to this morning, Joe gives you a number of 500, and you know to solve the problem, it's going to take 2,000. Right? Do we have a problem?
Yeah.
That's a trick question. We don't have a problem. Joe's got the problem. Okay? You guys got to get out of that mindset. It's not your problem. It's his problem. So what do you do?
Enough.
Okay.
Tell him he's got two problems.
He's got two problems. Tell him.
Well, you got two problems. You got a problem that's not going to...
Shh. That's all I got to do is say, you got two problems. Shut up. See what he says next.
How do I have two problems?
You have one that's not going to go away, and you don't have enough money to fix it.
That's it. That's it. You got two problems. And I wish I was smart enough and creative enough to come up with that line, but I learned that in my training from Tom Anderson. When the first time he asked me how much I was willing to pay to get rid of my sales problem, that I was doing a good job in sales. And I think I said, well, I got $1,000. He says, Tony, you got two problems. He says, you're doing rotten in sales and you don't have enough money to get any better. What part don't you want to get better at, Tony? I want to get better at all of them. Then you're going to need more money. Who does the problem belong to?
Prospect.
Joe the prospect. Who does the problem of not having enough money belong to, Mark?
Joe the prospect.
Joe the prospect. So you tell him, Joe, you got two problems. You got this big problem over here, and then you don't have enough money to take care of the problem. Once you say those two things, here's what you say next. This is very important. Write this down. Once you say, Joe, you got two problems. One is you got the problem with A, B, C, D, E, and F. And your second, and then shut up. He's going to say, well, what's the second problem? The second problem is, Joe, you don't have enough money to take care of the first problem. And this is what you follow up with. What would you like to do now? What would you like to do now?